wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Glad tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It's that time of year again when your little one may be hoping for a letter from Santa. Yes, Christmas is on the way. But if you have a blind or partially sighted child or know a visually impaired child who'd love a letter from Santa, how can they read the letters? It is possible. And to tell us a little bit more, we're heading all the way to Lapland to speak to one of Santa's little helpers. Titch the Elf is waiting in Santa's workshop. Hello, Titch.
Oh, hello! It's incredibly busy here in Lapland because there's just not long until Christmas now. Oh, it's going to be so exciting! I have been really busy preparing Santa's list of children for him to check over twice. And later, I shall be joining Mrs. Claus in the kitchen to whip up a large batch of gooey chocolate cookies for the elves.
That sounds fantastic. Making me very hungry, Titch. So, does Santa get lots of letters from children?
Oh, of course he does. All the children around the world love to write to Santa Claus. And what we also really like is lots of drawings and lots of glitter. Last year, just from children with sight loss, he received 550 letters.
That's a lot of letters. How does he have the time to look through them all?
Obviously, Santa's a very busy man, and we have some honorary elves at RNIB who help us out a lot. And this year, we're actually celebrating our 20-year partnership with them, which is fantastic. We have sent out so many letters to children with sight loss in the last 19 years, and we're really sure that this, our 20th year, is going to be a Claus celebration. Our friendly elves at RNIB help Santa Claus write to them in their chosen format, in Braille or audio or large print. Oh, yes, and this year, I must say, Santa Claus has been having some voice coaching. And without spoiling it for anybody, I do want to say that this year's audio letter is going to be booming!
I hope he's done lots of training to keep his vocal cords in good condition for all these letters, but he has to know some things about the children as well, doesn't he?
Oh, yes. It's very, very important to ensure that the elves can work much faster to get the letters out. If the information is sent to us, we must know the child's name and their age and the delivery address that they'd like their letter sending to. We must also have a contact telephone number for their big person, just in case we've got any queries that we need some answers to. And, oh yes, we must know whether they want their letter in English or Welsh language. And, of course, very importantly, which format they would like. And they can choose from uncontracted Braille or contracted Braille, large print, and they can let us know the font size that they would like that in, and of course the audio CD. Letters must reach us through the post by Thursday the 1st of December. However, we know it's a busy time of year and things can run behind a bit, and if you email us by the 16th of December, you can still get an email response from Santa Claus.
Fantastic. Now, we know RNIB elves are going to be helping Santa. So what addresses should the letters go to and what email address should they send them to?
The new postal address is Santa Claus at RNIB Midgate House. That's M-I-D-G-A-T-E. Midgate, Peterborough, P-E-1-1-T-N. Ooh, the email address, I almost forgot. It is santa@rnib.org.uk.
So what are you off to do now, Titch?
Oh, well, I think I'm going to pop to the workshop and I might curl some ribbons because I love to do that. And then, of course, I'm off to the kitchen to do some baking. Yay!
Have yourself a great Christmas then, Titch. Take care.
Oh, thank you very much, Alan. Speak to you soon.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
kids.